Joe Tunis.
Now, did you know that the wildlife wildlife conservationists from around the world regularly visit the Oxford University's Wild Crow facility, the Wildlife Conservation Research Unit, to share ideas and experiences? And that is the reason my next guest is here. Eden Haidir was born in West Java, but since 2002 has been working on various conservation projects, including tiger monitoring. He joins me now to explain more about his work and tell us a little bit about what it feels to come face to face with a big cat in the wild. Welcome to the studio. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
You got involved in conservation and decided to make this a career path of yours in 2002. What inspired that move?
Actually, I did my when I finished my training in forestry, and I applied for a job vacancy in government and in forestry department, and I was designated to Creatures Blood National Park, and it happened, and I just fell in love with wildlife, and I said it to myself that this is the right path I should walk, and until now I just enjoy my work in conservation.
Because you've got five brothers and sisters,
yes,
who are mainly
yes.
involved in sort of business side of things.
Yeah, but actually one of my relatives he had worked in Ministry of Forestry, so I a little bit heard about conservation and forestry, so I approached him and I say, okay, if you interested in just apply for this. There's a forestry course in West Java, and I applied for that, and I'm here. I mean, in forestry.
What did that forestry course initially involve? What sort of subjects were you?
Actually, it's in general term of forestry, like forestry management, harvesting, and very less content of wildlife conservation. And I went to Borneo for forest management in the like a forest conservation, and frankly I'm telling you that very very less content for conservation during my course at that time. So now once I involve in Corinne Soblat work, so I just okay, this is the best choice available for me to serve my country, something like that.
Now, Kurinji Sablat Reserve is nothing like a national park we have in this country. Incredibly dense forestation, a huge area that it covers. Give us a little bit of a profile of it.
Okay, Kurinji Sablat National Park is, if you compare to England National Park, this is a huge national park. It's almost 1.4 million hectares. It's very, very huge. And it varies from lowland up to hill, mountain, and submountain, and even alpine forest. So it varies in habitat, varies in tree structures, even in geological structures. It's very, very various. Okay.
And it's a habitat that a number of species of big cats reside in. And this is the area that you've been particularly drawn to. Tigers, clouded leopards as well. But due to the terrain, due to the vegetation, they're incredibly elusive.
Indeed. We have five wildcat species. One of well-known is tiger. And tiger, particularly in Sumatra, when we have a very dense forest, ground cover forest, and very various tree structures, it is, I can say, impossible to see a tiger directly in the forest. So once I've almost encountered tiger directly, but this is, I can say this, the chance is 1 in 1 million. This is very, very lucky if I can see tiger directly.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about an incident that you did see a tiger in just a moment or two, and also talk a little bit about the diploma that you're currently studying here at Wild Crew and what that means for you as a conservationist to be able to share your ideas. It's Eden Haidir joining me, and we've been talking a little bit about the conservation work that Eden carries out in West Java in Indonesia, particularly in a national park, the Kerinci Sablat area of the country, which is home to five different species of cats. Now, conservation work was something that you discovered you really wanted to involve yourself in after spending time at a forestry academy. Mm-hmm. How do you research these species in what you've described as incredibly inhospitable terrain and vegetation?
Yeah, actually, we started our research in 2002 in cooperation with the FFI, Fauna Flora International, and DICE. We have a very strong bond with FFI, and we started camera trapping, and we got the incredible result from our study, because we have a baseline data on tiger population and estimation, and also we record rediscover of wild species, and it is stunning, because in 2006, not only tiger, not only wildcats, we rediscover the most rarest bird in the world, the Sumatran ground cuckoo. It was discovered first time in 1918, and the second one is by ours in 2006. This is very beautiful, very...
just incredible.
Incredible.
But the species that you're working with day in, day out, don't, as you've just revealed there, present themselves to you that often. Although you did have one incident where a group of you were walking through a rainforest and encountered a tiger. And it was a little bit of a debate as who had right of way.
Okay. Yeah, it was in 2006, the same. We were... nine people, we were setting up camera trap in Bengkulu province, and once we had an unforgotten incident. One of my team member was bitten by snakes, and there's no choice but to return, so we have to return, and we walk. Once we were walking on the line, I was on the fourth line, and one of my field guy just say, stop. And what happens? He said, tiger, because we were walking down on the ridge and the tiger is walking up the ridge, and it just start for 1 or 2 seconds and then disappear. And I don't even see any sign of its presence. It's very, very, very fast. So. Yeah. It's amazing.
Just goes to show how difficult your work in monitoring these creatures is.
It is, you know, we have very steep terrain, and we have very dense and very wet season. We have only two seasons in Sumatra, wet and very wet seasons. And not only the climate, the weather, but also the streams, very strong streams, and I forgot to tell you before, I almost died three times, drought in the stream, very, very strong. And it's very hard to say that we have to walk 40 kilometers a week to check our camera trap. Mm. And we did that for twice a month, and so you can calculate 80 kilometers in every month. This is very hard work to monitor tiger population in Sumatra.
It certainly is. Coming to Oxford, though, and bringing the conversation now round to Wild Crew gives you the opportunity to work with other conservationists from around the world, predominantly working with cats, I believe, and to share ideas. So this 8-month diploma that you are nearing completion on now, what has that offered you? What's the experience been like?
This diploma, of course, has a very strong knowledge to me, to provide knowledge and understanding on a theory behind what we have, what should we do monitoring, what should we do community involvement in our projects, and as well as it provide a learning process through our interaction with the various students, various researchers from all over the globe, and we gather at the same place in Wild Crew, and this will provide me a deepened understanding and cemented my knowledge on wildlife conservation.
So what are you hoping to take back to Sumatra with you from this experience?
Lots. I gained knowledge, I gained my, understanding, and especially in research skill, communication skill, and I want to bring this new fresh knowledge from Oxford to Indonesia, and I hope that I can spread the message through my project in Sumatra to all people in Sumatra, particularly in Indonesia as a whole, that we have a wonderful wildlife, wonderful biodiversity that we have to conserve, we have to protect, and this is our last chance to serve this. I mean, to protect this wonderful nature.
So what do you hope the future holds for the Sumatran tiger, for the clouded leopards?
I'm very optimistic with the Sumatran tiger future in Indonesia, because from our regulation, from our government, just has said that we have to double the population by 2022, and this also supported by our new regulations, new program to establish a key tiger conservation area. Like we have three. From now we have three main tiger protected areas in Sumatra, like Kerinci Sebelah National Park, Gunung Leuser, and in the southern part of Sumatra we have Bukit Barisan National Park, and all this area is the most prominent area for tiger, and as well as other species. So I'm very optimistic that tiger will have future in Sumatra.
Well, we wish you all the very best with your future
work.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing it with us. Eating Haidir, my guest here this afternoon on BBC Oxford. We're going to get the very latest on the roads in just a moment or two, but have a look.
BBC Oxford. Joe Tunis. Yeah.